Look, those people who work in a hospital, in a nursing home, assisted living center, who manage our ambulance system, who provide emergency services, they are on the, as you say, they're on the front lines. They are heroes. I've mentioned hospitals in our previous part of our conversation. I don't want to forget the people who are taking care of our seniors in senior living circumstances. They need to be acknowledged, and we need to make certain that we recognize those who are putting, I mean, there's a lot of anxiety out there. Those healthcare workers are worried about themselves, their families, their children, and they have a tremendous responsibility in taking care for the care of the rest of us. And it's a sad circumstance that we were not prepared as a nation, as a state or as a community with all the kind of protection that we need. I think Kansans, Americans, we think that this is something that would happen someplace else, that you wouldn't have a virus of this magnitude in the United States that happens in some other continent. It is, we think in Kansas in particular, I think that we're immune. Things that go on in the big cities and on the coast don't end up here. And we are not, as the experts say, any place close to the peak here in Kansas of when we'll see the most cases and the most consequence of those cases. So we're trying to recover. There is a stockpile. The federal government has stockpiled that kind of equipment in warehouses. Everything that's in that stockpile has been sent out. Our communities are still working through the Kansas Emergency Preparedness Department in Topeka, working through Kansas Department of Health and Environment, still to be requesting those because we're working hard to get our private sector to manufacture them. Many companies, probably a week doesn't go by in which I've not talked to a half a dozen or more businesses in Kansas who want to know, how do we make gowns or masks? And so the economy, people are responding, and that's why we talk about flattening the curve. Why experts, healthcare professionals talk about flattening the curve. We're trying to keep the cases as low as possible. We do that by isolation, by distancing, by not shaking hands and washing our hands. We do that, we call, to protect ourselves from spreading that virus, and that's designed to flatten the curve so that we can get our healthcare professionals the tools they need before the more challenging times may appear. And so what we're doing as individuals matters to ourselves, it matters to our neighbors, matters to our healthcare providers, and they would encourage us to stay away from other people so the virus is spread less quickly. But the PPE, this protection equipment, has been sent out. We've been able to get some to Kansas. We've been able to find manufacturers. We've been able to help some of those across the state who need help in finding sources and supplies. We've had some success, but it is still way inadequate, and it is a reminder for us as we work to get our way out of this and into the future, we should not be so reliant upon foreign countries manufacturing this type of thing, and we ought to be better prepared in our storage and in our capabilities of responding more quickly to get more made when needed.